The Idaho legislature is wrapping up its third week of the 2017 session. This week, lawmakers considered tax reductions in a surplus budget year. They also considered tweaking election rules when it comes to running for office. And the legislature's budget writers, the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, or JFAC as it's known, is hearing budget requests from state agencies. In this week's 2017 Weekly Legislative Update, Boise State University political science professor Gary Moncrief told our Samantha Wright that the real work of the session is getting underway.
While a lot of the work is still in the way of looking at administrative rules and regulations and deciding what to do with those, and a lot of the work was actually budget supplementals to last year's, or this current year's fiscal year 17 budget. But what we're starting to see is more movement in the committees now. So the committees are holding hearings. They're starting to get bills printed and holding hearings on those. And, of course, JFAC is now hearing from all the different agencies in terms of their budget requests. So the workload starts to pick up. So in the next few weeks, we'll have a lot of bills introduced. One of the things that's interesting for people is to, you know, go onto the Idaho legislative website, look under the 2017 session, and you can start looking at the bills and seeing if there's bills there that are of interest to you and, you know, what's being introduced and what hasn't.
One of these bills, HB 12, has cropped up, and this has to do with living in your district before you start running for office. Explain this to me.
This particular bill, HB 12, makes a very slight change in the wording to the candidacy requirements in Idaho. And what it does is it changes a word from being a resident of the district at least 12 months before the next general election to being a registered elector in that district. So what this means basically is you have to be registered to vote a year before the next elections. That may sound like a long period, and it is to some extent, but in some states, it's actually a much more onerous set of requirements. For example, in Illinois, you have to live in the district for 2 years before you can file candidacy. And in a number of states, it's a year at least. Kentucky's a year. Texas is a year. On the other hand, in Massachusetts, you just have to be a resident of the district at the time of the election. In Kentucky, you have to have lived in the state for 6 years before you can run for legislative office. Yeah, you don't have to have lived in your district that long, but there's a pretty stringent residency requirement. Big differences here from state to state. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
And we've got a couple more bills, some that we were looking towards or expecting. These are on tax reductions. This is something that the Republicans have been talking about from the governor on down.
There's a bill from Mike Moyle that'll do a couple of things. One of them is to exempt the first $750 of your income from an income tax. The other part is to reduce the top rate, the rate that people who make the highest incomes in the states pay on personal income tax from 7.4 down to 7.2. There's been this process by which they're trying to drop that top tax bracket percentage down a bit. And Representative Trujillo has a bill that would exempt up to $250,000 on the business tax. Right now, that limit is at $100,000. So this would expand the exemption on that. So I'm sure we're going to see more tax bills. Remember, we have a surplus this year running close to $140 million, which is a good thing, particularly when we remember that basically half the states this year are running a deficit. And there's a lot of states that are really struggling right now with what to do to make up that deficit. So having a surplus is a better thing than having a deficit. So the question becomes, what are you going to do with that surplus? And the governor has designs on some of that to go to education. There are people who have designs on that to go to the rainy day fund, the budget stabilization fund, if you will. And some people have designs on it in terms of cutting back the total amount of money coming into the state through reducing those taxes a bit. So I think we're just at the very beginning of that conversation that's going to be ongoing now for the next six to eight weeks.
That's BSU political science professor Gary Moncrief. You can find all our legislative coverage on our website. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org.